in the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, I would advise you to make certain that all of your escape routes are clear. The play is called No Admittance, No Exit.
Sheila, on the bill here, you forgot the oil filter.
He didn't need one.
How many times do I have to tell you? You change the oil, you change the filter.
Barney, if that oil had been any cleaner, I could have taken it home to cook with.
That's not the point. The guy asked for full service, we give it to him.
Whether he needs it or not.
Look, he says he wants it. I say he needs it. You do it.
Whether it needs to be done or not.
Get out there. I got work to do.
Oh, me Lord and Master. He's a darling.
I never should have done it. Hiring a woman for a man's job. You're just begging for trouble.
Hi, Mr. Borden. Got a loose band all day.
Is that what it is?
It's either loose or worn out.
I'll check. Would you be needing gas?
No, Sheila, just fix that noise. It's driving me crazy.
Well, then, shut off the engine and open the hood.
Hey, Barney.
Where's Mr. Borden? What's that?
Ever since you serviced the car last week, the engine's had a funny noise.
What kind of noise?
Chirping noise, you know, like a gerbil.
You mean like a chipmunk?
Yes.
Huh. Sounds like the water pump. Start up the motor. Oh, you stupid bitch.
My God, what's she...
Turn it off!
Sorry, Barney.
God. Her hand.
Let me see it.
Get her in the car.
No.
Get a cloth, towels, anything. We've got to stop the bleeding.
Oh, right.
Hang on. We'll get you to the hospital. That's it. Now, lean on me. All right, just ease yourself in. Bring your hand back. There.
Take me home.
Yeah. I got him.
Now press it on the wound. Not like that. Firmly. Get in. I'll drive. Close the hood.
I can't leave.
You have to. I can't look after her and drive too. Get in and close the door.
I don't know what you expect me to do.
Keep the pressure on.
The towel's already soaked.
If anything happens to her...
Oh, she's all right. You all right, Sheila, honey?
Cold.
Put your arm around her body.
Hey? Oh, sure.
Where's the nearest hospital?
There's a new one. It's just open and close. But they wouldn't take us. I think it's special.
They'll take us. They'll have to. Where is it? What's it called?
Well, they call it the Future Clinic.
Going.
We'll be there in a minute.
How much blood does a person have?
Enough.
Well, how much can you lose before you need more?
Jesus!
They're bad luck, you know, women. Who ever heard of a woman mechanic? She talked me into it. Should have known. Fishermen won't even go out in the water with them.
Hang on, girl. This is it.
Me? Oh, yeah. She made me think she could do it.
Okay. You ready to get her out?
She looks awful white. place is empty. Where is everybody?
We need a stretcher. Find an orderly.
Where are we?
Attention, please. Welcome to Future Clinic. Place patient in wheelchair, please.
What? Where are you?
Where's the wheelchair?
Observe, please. Enter the elevator and utilize the indicated wheelchair. An attendant will meet you at the appropriate lower level.
Emergency! We need emergency!
Enter the elevator, please.
Come on,
please.
Professor. Professor, you heard her.
Very well. Sheila, just a few more steps and everything's going to be all right. Okay. Now, I'm going to sit you down.
Yeah.
There.
Hey, Professor.
What is it?
There's no buttons on this elevator.
My God, you're right.
They seem to know where we're going.
I'm glad somebody does.
Oh! My hand. I can see the bone.
Keep it covered, Sheila. We'll be there in a moment.
Where's there?
Oh, now, don't worry, honey. This is the Future Clinic. They know what they're doing.
Here we are. What's the matter with the doors?
Hey! Open the door. Oh, somebody answer.
Are we there?
Attention, please. Enter the corridor now.
Barney, take it easy.
I just want out of here. Hey, this is like a prison tunnel.
Keep moving. There's a door at the far end.
Barney, give me a drink.
Yeah, just a minute, honey. We're almost there. Where are the doctors and the nurses?
Where's the damned orderly she promises?
Attention, please. Is the patient male or female?
She's a woman.
Attention, please. Is this an illness, a pregnancy, or an injury?
An injury? A very serious injury. She's lost a good deal of...
Attention, please. We require one of the following. Social insurance number, hospital insurance number, Visa card.
It's back in the station.
We don't have the numbers.
Professor, the door. It's locked.
Open this door, now.
Look. Look what it says.
No admittance.
Attention, please.
My name is Sheila Alana Sullivan. My address is 100... Durham. Phone is 9675.
For God's sake! This woman is badly hurt!
Attention, repeat phone digits.
You idiot! This girl is bleeding to death!
Attention!
My name is Sheila.
Her phone number is 9675254.
Requirement satisfied. Enter. Attention, please. Proper procedures require full cooperation.
Oh, give us further instructions, but please hurry.
Attention. Proceed to MediCenter directly ahead.
This is spooky. Jeez. Looks like a spaceship in there.
Voice transmission should contain pertinent medical information only...
Oh, the whole place is bugged.
Attention. Continue moving. Do not transmit irrelevant information.
For the love of God. Stop that voice. Stop.
I'll take Sheila. Get the door. If it opens...
It does. Go ahead.
Well... Surprise, surprise. A human being, I believe.
Hello, I'm David Bruff, your comfort coordinator.
Where's the doctor?
Would you gentlemen step behind the protective shield here, please?
Yes, sir. Here?
I am not moving until a doctor gets here.
Of course, I appreciate your concern, but you can see and hear everything from behind the glass.
He's right, Professor Borden.
I'm staying here.
That's fine, Dr. Borden. If you wish to remain in the direct force of the computer scan, that's up to you. The genetic damage should be very minor. Now, we'll just get on with the diagnostic process.
Diagnostic? Are you blind? There's a trail of blood down the corridor.
Excuse me, I have to move her to the left. Ms. Sullivan, can you hear me? Ms. Sullivan, my name is David.
Her name's Sheila.
Don't be frightened. We're just lifting you onto the examination table.
Oh, geez, that thing has a smooth action.
What the hell are you doing?
Where am I? Heat. Bright sun. Fighting.
You're right here with me in the hospital. Just moving you under this light.
Attention, please. Patient is not centered. Please adjust.
What's going on here? This girl needs treatment.
Yes, she does, Professor, and she will receive the best. By the way, your face is very red. Are you sure you're all right?
The heat is getting so hot.
I did warn you, Professor, but you wouldn't get behind the shield.
Well, what about Sheila? What's it doing to her?
Shh, quiet. The assessment.
Sheila Alana Sullivan. Caucasian. Female. Country of origin. Republic of Ireland. Age? 25. General health? Excellent. Single mother. Apprentice mechanic. Education incomplete. Earning potential insignificant. Assimilation to North American society unsatisfactory. Feminist opinions and pursuit of male work role are neurotic overcompensation. Standard immigrant insecurity. Environmental adaptation poor. Societal impact minimal.
Mother of God. Is he in a country where they teach the very machines to hate?
This is monstrous. Where are the doctors?
The assessment will be complete in a minute, and then the doctors are allowed to proceed with the appropriate treatment.
Come on, over here, Professor. You'll get a better view.
Please, for your sake, Professor.
For hers. I'm no good this way.
Attention, please. Patient assessment. Sheila Alana Sullivan. Multiple lacerations of left hand. Main sensory nerves severed. Retracted thumb tendon. Extreme muscle and ligament damage. Major destruction to skeletal structure of hand. Massive blood loss. Treatment procedure options. First, maintenance treatment. Amputation of left hand, prosthesis installation, industrial training. Time duration, 3 months. Second, restoration treatment. Rehabilitative surgery, continuing cosmetic adjustments, intensive physiotherapy. Time duration, 2 years. Recommendation procedure number one, maintenance treatment.
Now what happens?
Now we proceed.
Hold on. You're not amputating her hand.
You got it, Professor.
Operating room 6 in readiness. 6 units of Rh negative blood available. Surgical team standing by. Post-operative care alerted.
Don't hurt me. Please. Don't hurt me.
It's okay, Sheila. I'm going to give you this injection. It'll make you feel like you're floating. Think of something lovely, like flowers. Can you smell flowers?
Neil likes tulips best.
And Neil's your friend.
My son. Neil's my son. He...
You see, gentlemen, perfect dreamland. There'll be no pain at all.
You can stop right now. I'm not letting you do it.
And down we come. And off to surgery.
No. What do you...
Shh! You'll wake her up.
That's fine, Professor Borden. Now, I have to fill out my admitting report. You can help me. And aren't you feeling better since the scan stopped?
What's that?
Elevator to the operating room, of course. You said yourself it was an urgent case.
Activate deliverance of patient for surgery. Staff waiting.
Excuse me, Professor. I have to send her down now.
This is some kind of lunacy. You have no right to proceed in this fashion.
In we go.
You are deliberately mutilating this woman. She won't be able to work. Her child will suffer. You are destroying her life.
Professor, these people know what they're doing. They're experts.
If you upset yourself, you may become ill again. She'll be given adjustment therapy.
I don't believe this is a hospital. Where are the doctors?
It is. And this is a patient. As for the doctor, you've seen, or rather heard her.
This woman. She isn't real to you. She's an object, like this wheelchair. Money, recovery time, societal impact.
You heard the assessment. There's nothing particularly useful about her.
I think you better move, Professor.
I am not budging from this door.
Delivery of patient in 3 minutes. Surgical team will disband.
Sir, I don't know your name.
Barney. Barney Novak, sir.
Mr. Novak, I'm going to have to call on you to assist me.
Yes, sir. Professor Borden, I'm sorry, but you have to move out of the way.
Stay out of this, Barney. You've already done enough damage. You caused all this.
No, it wasn't me sitting in that big expensive car. It wasn't me that turned the key.
Pull him away.
I got him. I got him. Take Kirishima.
That's it. Get him over there.
I can't breathe.
Goodbye, Sheila.
Let me go.
No, not yet.
It's all right, Mr. Novak. She's gone. Let him go.
Just crushing her ears. Going to snap.
Jesus, face. He's purple.
Loosen his clothing and we'll get him up on the examination table.
What's wrong with him? Professor Borden, I didn't mean to hurt him.
You did what had to be done, Mr. Novak. Professor Borden may have just fainted from the strain. But I don't like those symptoms. We'll just run him through the diagnostic process, shall we?
Oh. Yes, sir. What do I do?
What does the computer need to help Professor Borden? Think now.
His SIN number.
Good man. You'd better get his wallet.
Is he going to be okay?
He's going to get the most advanced treatment in the country. A social insurance number, please.
401-624-102.
Alan Borden, Caucasian male. Country of origin, Canada. Ethnic descent, Anglo-Saxon. Age, 56. Marital status, widower. Professor of Canadian history, University of Toronto. Earning potential, stable middle income bracket. Health, low-grade emphysema, mild diabetes, enlarged liver, high cholesterol count, societal impact, limited.
Diagnosis next. We'll know in a minute, won't we?
In just a jiff.
Ruptured aorta, blocked pulmonary artery, imploded heart cavity. Treatment procedure options. First, open heart surgery, aortal bypass, reconstruction of damaged muscle, 3 months monitoring in intensive care, followed by further surgery for placement of heart pacer. Hospital bed care, time duration, 1 year. Second option, relieve discomfort with injection of 30 cc's of morphine.
No.
And the recommended procedure?
Option two, injection.
They're trying to kill me. Oh, Barney, for God's sake, get me out of here.
You're a sick man, Professor Borden. This is the best place
don't
for you.
Don't touch me.
Just rolling up your sleeve, Professor. In a minute, you'll feel like you're floating. There. Now you're asleep.
Place patient on stretcher in elevator. Activate delivery. Quiet room is in readiness.
Is he sleeping?
Yes. Stand clear of the doors.
What'll happen now?
The indicated procedure is activated.
Yeah. It's amazing when you think about it. The computer can do everything.
That's right.
Hey, it couldn't give me some advice, do you think?
Well, a little health problem, Mr. Novak?
Ooh, I get, you know, a stomachache now and then.
Have you seen a doctor?
I've been so busy.
Climb up on the examination table. We'll find out in a minute if it's anything to worry about.
I should get going.
Nonsense. You're here now. Give me your social insurance number and we'll start.
Well, it's 102-620-861.
Louder, please. It must hear you.
102-620-861. Hey, this won't hurt, will it?
Of course not.
Barney Stanislas Novak. Caucasian, male. Country of origin, Canada. Ethnic descent, Polish. Age, 48. Marital status, unmarried. Education, incomplete, but superb mechanical facility. Superb mechanical facility.
She's acting funny. What's happened?
That's the comparison key.
What?
Assessment has been suspended. You're being compared with other individuals in the memory bank.
Oh. Holy jeez.
Attention, please. Comparison of available data indicates mechanical facility of 102-620-861 Novak Barney S. as superior to that of 103-725-944 Ruff David K.
No, please.
Attitude of mechanic Novak has been examined and found highly positive. Novak, respond, please.
Wait. Do I want to work for you? Here?
Idiom imprecise, general content correct.
Oh. Yeah. I'd love to be a part of something like this.
Please.
Service failures of former attendant Bruff have been traced to physical malfunction as well as to inferior capacity. Bruff, David K., please position yourself on the scan table for diagnosis, assessment, and treatment options.
For God's sakes, no. Mr. Novak, help me.
Patient Bruff, just call me Barney.